God is calling us to greater things. God's calling us to new things. Deeper waters. You know, the Lord has showed me a picture of even my own spiritual life. That as I've allowed the Lord to move, I've allowed myself to get in ankle deep and just kick around the water. And it's been kind of fun. And when you kick around the water and you're just got your, you know, pants legs pulled up just a little bit and you're splashing around, you can have a good time, right? Just skipping along on the beach, just kicking the water around ankle deep. But how many of you know when you get up to your waist, it's a whole different story? Come on, when you get up to your waist, you're committed. If you get into the inlet and you get up to your waist, it's cold. More than that, you begin to feel the current. And no longer do you have control of your footing. Because you're too buoyant. The water's got control now. The water has control of your life now. Whatever direction it's going to take you, you know what? You're going to have a hard time fighting it. You get up to your armpits, you're in trouble. Come on, you're in trouble. You don't have footing anymore. And if a big wave comes and swells, guess what? You come off the ground. And that current is going to take you far. I used to commercial fish, and we'd set 5,000-pound anchors down inside the Cook Inlet. 5,000-pound anchors, guys. Concrete, solid concrete. They'd stick down in the mud. But then sometimes, the current would be so strong that it would pick that 5,000-pound anchor up and it'd move it 400, 500, 600 yards. Tear your net in half. Come on, the current of the Lord is powerful. It's powerful. No longer are we going to just wade around and kick in our ankles. We're going in. It's time to go in. Come on, you are a special generation. The generation that's behind you, that's emerging underneath you. Come on. You think you are going to see radical things. And I promise you, you are. But the generation that you lead will change this world and will impact eternity like no other generation. And you're going to lead them. If you go in. If you go in, you got to be committed. Come on. You've got to be committed. You don't just go into the water uncommitted. Not in Alaska. Hey, you're brave if you just get your ankles in the water in Alaska. But you're going in. Alaskan waters, going into spiritual waters, you got to be committed. Are you committed tonight? Are you tired of just hearing about, oh, this generation is going to do something great. Oh, the Lord's going to have a move of the Spirit. Oh, we know it, brother. People's lives are going to be changed. People are going to get healed and raised from the dead. Are you just tired? I'm weary. I'm weary of hearing about it. I'm ready. I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to be committed. Are you ready to be committed? Men, our boys, depends on who you are as you sit in this room. All of you should be men. But some of you are boys. What are you committed to? Come on, what are you committed to? Are you going to waste your life sitting in front of a computer and video games? Fantasizing about the man you could be? Are you going to allow the Lord to strip away all that fantasy? And are you going to step into the destiny, the manhood that God called you into? Come on. Are you committed? Are you going to go in? Ladies, do you want to be men? Because the world wants you to be men. It does. Since about the 1940s, the pagan world has taken over our country. Just going to be honest with you. And they want you women to be men. See, when Lucifer was in the garden, he began to hiss in the ear of Eve. He began to teach her and tell her that she should be something that God did not create her to be. Do you want to be men? Do you want to be something else that God didn't make you for? Or do you want to be the glorious and beautiful thing that He shaped you for? That He willed you for, that He designed you for. He designed you to be virtuous. He designed you to be beautiful. He designed you to be pure. Do you want to be a woman? What are you committed to? Does the word submission scare you? Yeah, you know what? If I was a woman in this day, I would be scared of submission too. I would have issues with fear because I don't see men. I don't see men that want to lead. I don't see men that are committed. I see boys that want to live in a fantasy world. And if I was a woman, I too would be a little fearful of being committed to all of that which God created me for in this day and age. Men, this should not be. You've got to arise. You've got to arise. You can't let our culture emasculate you, turn you into some girly man, make you wear femmy clothes and paint your fingernails and wear lipstick. Listen, God loves men who wear lipstick, but He did not create them to be feminine. No man was ever created to be feminine. No man was ever created to be a homosexual. It is not the will of God. He created you to be a man. Women, He didn't create you to be a man. He created you to be virtuous, to be submitted, to be a helpmeet, and to find glory in that. The Bible says that you'll be saved through childbearing. That doesn't sound like the culture we live in today. That you as a mother could be standing, seriously standing in joy and glorified through your motherhood and through parenting and through loving children. No one else can do it. I can't make babies. It's never going to happen. And the day it does happen is going to be a really scary, gross day. I don't want to be a woman. I want to be a man. Women, are you committed to your role and to who God made you to be? To stand in that and to be liberated inside of that? Because He called you to change the world. In your role, in who He made you to be. Are you committed to it? Men. Are you going to let women lead? And just sit back and play your computer games and live in your fantasy world? Because I promise you, the women are crying out for you to become a man. and to step up. Because they should not be slowing down. God is not calling women to step back and to slow down. But he's calling men to step up and become men. Men are called to be on the forefront of the battlefield. Men are called to be in the front of their homes, leading their families into the presence of God. Men are called to bring the Word of God to this generation. Are you committed? Tell you what. This is no shallow living. This is no fairy tale. This is no fairy land. And there's no fairy dust in here. There's no frosting. There's no sugar coating on the outside of your vitamins so you can swallow them down. I'm sorry. It's not here. The Christian walk, the walk of Christ, it's a walk to Calvary. It's a walk of commission. It's a walk of being committed. You don't get on the walk to Calvary and be uncommitted. You're going in. Are you going in? Are you looking back? Are you turning back over your shoulder, kicking around and playing around in the things of God? Ah. And then looking back over your shoulder, I don't know, am I really sure? Should I really go in? It's cold. I might get swept away. You might get swept away. You're right. You might get swept away. Your life might not be your own. I guarantee you it won't be. It won't be. Are you committed? Genesis chapter 19. Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham in chapter 18 begins to deliberate with the Lord. God, no, do not destroy that city. Even if 100 would serve you, would you not destroy it? He said, even if 100. He keeps going down to 10. If there are 10 men or women that would declare your name and serve you, will you not destroy this city? God leaves him and sends two angels down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they go into the city. The city was wicked. Actually, when I hear the description of the city, it sounds a lot like America to me. Wicked. So we find Lot outside of his house as these two men who are angels sent by the Lord to the city. He invites him into his home to protect him because he knows how wicked the city is. He's like, no, you don't want to spend the night out in the streets in this city. You need to come and you need to stay in my home and be protected in my home. Lot was kind of a weirdo. I don't know, he was a weirdo. He did something in here where he compromised something great. Grieves my heart to think about what Lot was willing to do. The Lord wants to save the city because of Abraham, not because of Lot. The Lord wants to save Lot's life and his family's life, not because Lot was so great and so righteous, but because Abraham cried out to God. So these men are standing at the door, pounding and knocking at the door and trying to beat it in, and Lot comes out and they're like, we want to take those men in there and we want to have sex with them. We want to take them out and do whatever we want with them. Lot goes, no, you can have my daughters instead. Wicked. See, in the beginning, God did not want Lot to go down and live in this pagan city. But he did it anyway, and he lived among them. And as he lived among them, he started to become like them. And he started to get comfortable living with them. He started to get committed to the same things that they were committed to. So much so that he thought it would be okay to release two of his daughters, his two daughters that were betrothed to other men and who were virgins and they were pure. He's just going to release them over to the mob. Says, well, you can do with them what you wanted to do, but leave these two godly men alone. He was confused. Are you confused tonight? Are you confused about who God made you and what is right before him and what you're really committed to? Because you've been so baptized in our pagan culture. You've been so immersed in all the things you've heard from all the Darwinianism and all of the evolutionism within our schools about who you are and that life doesn't really matter and that you were just a monkey, that you were just goo man that came out of the stars and the space and the sky and just emerged for some magical reason. Do you believe this garbage? Or do you believe that you were destined by God to transform the world so the people could know him and sit and rest in his arms for eternity because of the way you live your life? Do you believe that your life matters? What are you committed to? Are you committed to the word? In season and out of season, are you ready to give account for the hope that lies within you? Are you committed? Lot didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't realize how wicked his heart had become. But God had mercy on him because Abraham cried out for him. So the two angels finally grab Lot and jerk him inside and step out and they cast blindness over the whole mob. Struck blind so they couldn't find the door. They turn around and tell Lot, they say, look, dude, it's time to get out of Dodge. We're about to blow this city up. And God is having mercy on you. Grab anybody that you is related to you, your son-in-laws, your daughters, and tell them right now, it's time to get out of town. Because we're going to burn it up. So Lot goes and tells his two son-in-laws. His son-in-laws thought he was joking. It says right here. Verse 15, with the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished. Just before that, Lot said to his son-in-laws, hurry and get out of this place because the Lord is about to destroy the city. But his son-in-law thought he was joking. When the word of the Lord comes to you, do you think God's joking? Is he joking? Is it all just a big joke? Is God just playing a big old game? Or is he really going to burn the city? When the word of the Lord comes in your life, are you going to believe? Are you going to receive? Are you going to be committed? The angels urge Lot to take his daughters up in verse 15 and get out of the city with his wife. It says this. It says, when he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them to safety out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, flee for your lives. Do not look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away. He hesitated. Why? Why did he hesitate? He went and told his sons, son-in-laws, declares the word of the Lord to them, and then they don't think he's joking and he's coming back. He's like, oh, well, maybe this isn't true. Wasn't committed to the word. God was so merciful. Grabs him and his family and jerks him out of the city. So many of you, God has done this in your life. You haven't been committed. You've been kicking your ankles around in the waters. And thinking, I'm going to be fine. Maybe this thing isn't really totally real, but I kind of like having my ankles in here because there's some good things about having my ankles in the Word of the Lord and living kind of in it. You know, I find some good, kind of some good things, but then I like that lit life too. I like what I see on the beach. Some of y'all bay watching. I know you're not looking at David Hasselhoff. These guys are too young for Baywatch. Things on the beach you shouldn't be looking at. Life on the beach that, you know what? It's a life of relaxation, luxury, soaking up the sun, doing nothing, looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. A life of idleness. Of complacency. God's like, no. Get in and swim. Don't look back. I'm going to destroy that city. In that city is death. On the beach, it's death. There is no life there. There's only death. In the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, there's only death. There's no life. He hesitated. Looking over his shoulder, thinking maybe this life here in Sodom and Gomorrah is better than what God's calling me to. Maybe he really isn't going to do what he said he was going to do. Maybe. You want to take that gamble? You want to gamble on that? Is that the life you want to live? A life of hesitation? Of compromise, of complacency? Or do you want to live the life that you know God willed you for? Do you want to live the life that you know as you begin to walk into the deeper waters and be swept away with the Lord? That you'll see this generation emerge. You will begin to see the miracles and the hand of God moving through your life. Do you really want to see the shape that God made you for? You got to get in that deep water. You can't hesitate. You can't doubt the word of the Lord. You've got to hear it. You've got to believe it. Then you've got to live it. And then you must be committed to it. Are you committed today? You committed to be a man? Are you committed to be a woman? Or do you just want to stay being a little girl and a little boy, playing around, wading in the water because you're afraid to swim? The Lord is merciful. You're here today. It's God's mercy. The word of the Lord is being declared over you one more time. But you don't know. Is Sodom and Gomorrah going to be burned tonight? At dawn? When does it end? When do we know? We don't know. We're not guaranteed another day. We're just not. Guys. People die all the time. I'm not speaking death over you. But we don't know what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow. What are you committed to? Verse 18, but Lot said to them, no, my lords, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me and I will die. Look here. Here is a town near enough to run. and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared. The angel said to him, very well. I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I can do nothing until you reach it. And this is why the town was called Zoar, which means little. Is that what you want out of your life? The greatness you sense inside of you? Do you want to just deviate from that? Because you know what? It's going to cost you something. You don't know how you're going to live up on the mountain. Your legs are going to burn when you go up. There's lions on the mountain. There's bears in the mountain. Oh my. Yeah, it's not settled yet. Yeah, it's territory that has not been claimed and settled yet. There's no homes and infrastructure to support your life and make you comfortable as you're used to living. No, it's not there. But, as Moses went onto the mountain to encounter the Lord, and the very glory of God met him there. Unsettled, uncharted. That's what this generation is called to. Jesus said, don't fear that I'm going, guys. Come on. Because you're going to do even greater things than you've ever seen me do. Listen, the time is now. The time is at hand. You are the generation that God is speaking of. You're it. He wants to deliver you. He wants to deliver you from the city. He wants to deliver you from Sodom and Gomorrah and send you into the mountains, not into the little town on the side where it's all comfortable and everything's kind of already sorted out. And it'd be easy for you to go to because you can see how He will provide for you. He isn't calling you into waters that you can see how it's going to work out. That's not what He's calling you to. He's calling you to get in the current where you lose all control. Where you have to be fully dependent and desperate and rely fully on His goodness, on His graces, on His goodwill for your life and His protection. What did He will you for? Why are you here? Why is He calling you to the mountain? Don't look back. Don't look back. What are you committed to? If you're committed to go to the mountain, run. Flee. Run. Do not look back. Do not look back. Lot's wife looked back. She became a pillar of salt. Verse 26. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. And he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain. And he saw dense smoke rising from the land, like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, He remembered Abraham. And He brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. He remembered Abraham and rescued his family. You have a family? There are people in your heart that you love. There are people in your heart that you can feel them. You don't know their names, but there's something in you. You know God made you to make a difference. You know there's thousands that can be transformed because of your decision tonight. You know it. Because God put it in your generation. He's going to pull down every single weapon, every single spiritual weapon of warfare down for your generation. He's going to do it. Are you going to be a part of it? Are you going to be committed to that of which God made you for? Are you going to flee to the mountains and not look back? When she looked back, what did she see? What did she experience? Death. You got to believe. There's no more room and no more time for doubt, men, women. You've got to believe. You look back, you hesitate, it's death. Spiritual death. Death to who God made you to be. Maybe you won't die physically in your body, but that of what which God shaped you for, of what He willed you for, what He called you to overcome, what He called you to pioneer, dies with you. Your influence dies with your decisions. Your impact dies with your commitment. What are you committed to? Will you commit to what God made you for? Jordan, will you come and just bring the worship team up one more time? I want you to prepare your hearts. Tonight is a new night. Today is a new day for our ministry. We're not going to sit in complacency. We're not going to lazily kick around in the shallow waters anymore. God's calling us to deeper waters. To real surrender in our lives. To reckless abandonment. Whatever God has for you in your heart, you need to respond to it. I have a couple scriptures I want to read to you. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that of which Christ Jesus took hold of me. That for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Are you mature tonight? Do you want to be mature tonight? Do you want to be a man? Do you want to be a woman of God? There's nothing that is holding you back but your commitment. That's it. All of what you've desired, all of what you've been designed for, lays in front of you, right before you tonight. Press on. You gotta press on to that high calling, that high mark. It's up in the mountains. It's not down in the valley, and it's not in the little town. And it's not back in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's on the mountain. And it's going to cost you. And it's not going to be easy. And you will die. Your flesh will die. The sinful nature in who you are, the selfish things that you've desired will die. Yes. But you will become a man. And you will become a woman. And you will begin to live and pioneer the things that God built you for. And our city will never be the same. Your influence dies with your commitment. Your impact dies with your commitment. Or it lives. See, real freedom in Christ real liberation in your giftings and what God called you to, the high calling He called you to. It's not in you taking up your life and having it figured out. It's not in you working really hard at it and making it all happen. It's about you getting into the deeper waters and being willing to surrender it all. And not caring about what people at your school think of you if they think you're some Jesus freak. I'm sorry you are. You're already compromised. You come here and you look at me. That's a compromise. To the world. Yeah. The world doesn't like guys like me. We don't get along, little doggies. I'm not willing to compromise what I'm committed to. Not to my family. Not to my wife. I am not going to stay and hesitate and let my daughters or my sons be taken by Sodom and Gomorrah. Not going to happen. Not on my watch. I'm committed to take them to the mountain. Are you? Yeah, I don't know what it's all going to look like. I don't have it all sorted out, and I have not obtained it. But I'm committed to get there. Luke 17:33 says this. Jesus says this. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life will preserve it. If you grasp and cling to the life on your own terms, you will lose it, but if you let that life go, you will gain life on God's terms. Are you ready to gain your life on God's terms? Because God's terms are that you go in, all the way in, and you don't look back. You get all the way out of the city, not partway out of the pagan culture, not just a little bit, but I'm going to hang on to this. These movies, these thoughts, this girl, this guy, these drugs, this alcohol, these fears, these doubts. Are you going to hang on to those? Are you going to believe and not hesitate and run out of the city? With all you've got, with all your might, and not look back to that pagan culture and look for its comforts. But you're willing to go up into the mountains, the high calling of which God in Christ Jesus willed you for. Pioneer it. Will you stand with me? If you want to receive from the Lord tonight, I want to invite you just to move forward. Come up to the altar space here, and I'm going to pray for you. If you are a man or you are a boy and you want to become a man, I'm calling you out right now. Come to front right now. It's time. It's your time. It's your time to become a man. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Some of you have already made this commitment. Everybody in the place, I want your eyes and your ears and your hearts turned to the Lord. Your hearts need to be turned to the Lord. You need to begin to worship Him. You need to begin to declare Him right now. Come on, with your lips, telling Him how good He is. You got to go to the mountain. You got to begin to flee from this world. Come on, man, right here in front of me. You want to be a man, you need to declare the name of Jesus. Begin to declare the name of Jesus. Holy are you, God. All right, men, you need to lift your hands before the Lord. I mean, lift your hands before the Lord. No wimpy little surrender. I'm talking everything. You want to be a man, you need to surrender your life. Real manhood is not in you having everything you want. Real manhood is in you surrendering all of who you are. No longer are you boys. In the Hebrew culture, when a young man turned 12, he became a man. And they had a ceremony for him. Tonight is your ceremony. Every single one of you will become men. But you have to surrender your whole heart. It's not magic. It's not fairy dust or frosting. It's about what you're committed to. Come on, let's worship him. Jesus, you are beautiful. You are worthy of our praise. Jesus, you are worthy of our life. I press on to that high calling. I press into that mark. Jesus, you're all that I am. You are my all in all. If you want to become a man, I want you to declare this, not like a girl, not like a 12-year-old, 10-year-old girl, but like a man. And I want to hear it. The Lord wants to hear the commitment in your voice. Are you ready? I'm asking you, are you ready? Are you ready? Then pray with me like this. Lord Jesus, come on. Lord Jesus, you are Lord. You are the God of my life. I reject the pagan culture. I embrace your word. I am a man, fully surrendered to you. I will go to the mountain. I will flee the city. And I will press on to what you will be for. Take me out of my fantasies and into your reality. Lord Jesus, you are God. You are King. You are Lord of my heart, of my life, of my destiny. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for fear. Forgive me for my doubt, for my impurities, for my self-hatred, for my self-rejection. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare you Lord over my life. I purpose and choose to forgive myself for fear, for self-rejection, for hate, for doubt. Heavenly Father, come on, declare it. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, break the power of Satan over my life concerning fear, doubt, unbelief, hatred, self-rejection. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. Holy Spirit, come and heal my heart concerning these issues. Replace it with love, with faith, with holiness, with purity. Redeem my broken life by the power of your Spirit. Holy God, show me your truth. Reveal your truth to me. Renew my mind. Transform my life. Have your way. Move in my life. God, let people's lives be changed because of what I'm committed to. I am a man before you now. The boy dies and the man lives. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name. Come on. Are you excited tonight? God wants to move in your life. He wants to transform you forever. Come on. Let's worship Him. Come on. Declare His name. Declare His name. Man, I want you to scoot to the side, and I want you to just worship Him. I don't care where you go, what you do, you need to declare Him. You need to worship Him. Ladies, if you want to declare over your life that of which God has willed you for, I want you to come forward, and I want to pray for you. Come on, you're tired of living the way you've been living? You're tired of what the world has said you're supposed to be? You're ready to submit to what God made you for. Come on, come up close. Come forward. You're ready to walk in the protection of the Lord, under His anointing, under His covering. It's going to be good. Don't hesitate. Don't look back, because you're going to trade it all. Ladies, you have a special calling. And it's not to live under the double curse. It's not to be a man and to be a woman. It's to be a glorious woman of virtue, submitted in love and in reverence to God. It's beautiful. It's liberating. It's what He willed you for. And He's called you to change this world. And He's called you to declare the word. And He's called you to live it in a life of love and nurture and beauty, in honor, in respect. It's awesome. He hasn't called you to be men. So let's lift your hands and get ready to receive from the Lord. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Come on, begin to lift your voices up to Him. Ladies, sing a praise to Him. Come on, ladies, sing something beautiful to the Lord. Let Him know your beauty. He made you beautiful for a reason. Declare to Him with your beauty. Come on. Yeah. Come on, men. I want you to stretch out an arm over these ladies and begin to pray over them. Declare God's blessing over them. Come on, you need to lead them. You got to declare the word of the Lord over them. Yes, Lord. You just keep worshiping. The Lord wants you to sing a beautiful new song to the Lord. And you just trust Him. You just trust Him. He's going to move in your hearts. He's going to change you tonight. I'm going to pray over you. These men are going to declare over you what I'm declaring over you. Men, are you with me? All right. Ladies, you keep singing. You be beautiful to the Lord. It's what He made you for. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare a spiritual protection. The Father's protection. The Father's anointing. The Father's blessing over these women in Jesus' name. The Father's blessing over these women in the name of Jesus. God, I speak life over them. God, I speak life over them. God, through their lives will come new life that will step on the head of the enemy. Yes, God, You've made them to be women. You've made them to be beautiful. We declare that beauty over them now in Jesus' name. I declare purity over these women in Jesus' name. I declare the submissive spirit over them in a godly way. And I declare boldness over these women in Jesus' name. Liberation and freedom in Jesus' name. Let Your shelter be over them, God. You are their strong tower. I declare You as their strong tower. I declare You as their rock. I declare You as their hiding place. Thank You, God. Blessed be Your name. Keep worshiping Him. He's not done. Ladies, keep worshiping Him. Men, keep praying. Press in. Press on. Press on to the mark. You want to go to the mountain? Let's go to the mountain. You want to go into the waters? Let's go. You got to be committed to what God made you for. Lord God, let Your river flow. Let Your river
fall upon these women. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I declare a mending of hearts over these women. Broken hearts be healed in the name of Jesus. Broken spirits, broken wings be mended in Jesus' name. Holy God, let your wind begin to pour out underneath the wings of these women and carry them to their destiny in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's nothing more important than this right here. Come on, keep your hearts and your minds focused on the Lord. Surrender to the Lord. There's nothing more important. We come against distraction in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Faith arise. Oh, I see a faithful generation of women in Jesus' mighty name right here. Faithfulness. Peace. I declare joy over you that as you lead your families, as you parent your children, you will bring joy into your family. You will bring joy into your husband's heart. God is going to identify to you the men that he has chosen for you. You need to trust him. You need to trust him. Do not doubt. Don't look back at the city. Don't look back at what Sodom and Gomorrah says that you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to get your man. No. No, you flee to the mountain. You don't look back. You don't look back at death. You trust in him. He is your rock. He is your shelter, your strong tower, your fortress, your hiding place. You need to rest in his hands. You need to rest in his arms. I declare joy over these families. I declare peace over these families, over these women. Holy are you, God. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, God. No longer will you doubt the word of the Lord. No longer will you doubt what God formed you for. You are woman. You are virtuous. You are pure. You are mighty in the hands of God. Generations, children will rise up and call you blessed. Your husbands will stand at the city gates and they will be respected because of you. You are great and you will make men great through your submissive and quiet spirit, says the Lord. Keep singing a beautiful song to him. Trust me, it's beautiful to him. You are beautiful to him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More. More of your spirit. More of your anointing on this generation, God. Right now, God. Pull down from heaven all that of which you've called this generation to do. Come on, reach up. You need to reach up. You need to declare those gifts that you know he formed for you, that he made for you, to raise the dead, to heal the sick. This is for all of you, to change the world. You got to reach up. You got to run to the mountain. You got to press on. Call it down. Give it to me, Lord. Every blessing that you have for me, every gift that you have for me, give it to me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give me the character I need to support those gifts. Let me raise the dead. Let me heal the sick. Let me win the lost. Let me raise godly children for you. Let me break the bondage that Satan has put over the families and generations over me. And let me lead a godly generation of generational faithfulness. Now I want you to declare this with me. Heavenly Father, come on, everybody in the place. Heavenly Father, In the name of Jesus, we declare thousands to know you through our lives, through our gifts, through our character, through our commitment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's praise it. Let's praise it. You are good, Lord. You are good, Lord. Jesus, you are King. You are Lord. You are God. Holy Lord. Holy God. Holy God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Let's worship Him. Come on, let's worship Him together.